trumpet will sound.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, sometimes I feel like I'm alone through different situations. I talk to God, I know he listens. And Lord, I get impatient. I'm praying you direct my path. Satan trying to kill me. I tell the gospel to the youth, but they ain't trying to feel me.
And he instructs us to be holy as he is holy. Not the form of godliness, but be holy as he is holy. We were in church one Sunday. And the Lord gave me a song. And I don't get many songs like that in the middle of service. But then it just started to roll out. And I started singing,
Holy You Are Holy. Holy You
I'm
Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you for this opportunity to come before your throne. Father God, even as we begin to set before you, Father God, we ask you as we anoint our heads with oil. We come before your throne, Father God, we ask you to move through the precious power of your spirit. And Father God, even as I begin to open up, Father God, and declare the word that comes from your kingdom, knowing through you, Father God, there's nothing impossible. There's nothing too hard for you to do. And Father God, we ask you to anoint the mouth of this priest, this prophet, as he begins to speak. Father God, not of my own will, but that your will be done. And Father God, I declare right now in the name of Jesus that even as I speak out, Father God, you will continue to move according to your plan. And Father God, I ask you, Father God, to guide the tongue of this priest as I begin to speak. Guide the very ears of the listeners, Father God, that your words declare that there's an ear to hear. Let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Father God, make me a conduit tonight in the name of Jesus. That even as I begin to distribute the word, Father God, it's not up for anything that I need of myself, but through the power that those who listen may know and understand that you are mighty God and that you are powerful God and you move far beyond more than we can imagine, even think of. Father God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Let your glory continue open, Father God. Let every word that I speak be a word that won't go void, but it will have the power to accomplish and do all that therein. I thank you for this testimony Tuesday night, Father God, as we begin to display the things that you have designed and engineered in our life, Father God, to move forward with the witnesses to understand and know, Father God, you are yet still on the throne. And everything you prepare for us to do, Father God, is a very book story that comes from the kingdom of God, Father God, that we may display it to those around us, Father God, that they may know and understand and realize that you, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you to do. I thank you, Father God, as I glorify your name. I thank you, Father God, for the very process that you're doing. My mother, Father God, even in the midst of what seemed to be a dilemma situation, Father God, you're already moving according to the Spirit. That even on last night, Father God, during the purpose of the power of the prayer, the Holy Ghost moved, Father God, and we sent that word through the Spirit on out there to that very hospital, Father God, where she lies, Father God. For the years you have stored upon her life and for the years she's been here, Father God, there's nothing more fortunate than a miracle, Father God. As you continue to mesmerize the minds of each and every one of us, Father God, by what you're doing in our life. Father God, we fret not because of the things that we hear, nor we receive the things that come out of the mouth of that which plain, meaning the unbeliever, Father God. But our job has been man and woman of God to sustain forth in the faith. And Father God, during the course of time of this testimony service tonight, Father God, let the listening ears of those who are out there hear, that they may come on with a revelatory word for the kingdom, encourage somebody, Father God, who's going through something in their life, that they may know and understand, Father God, the things you have took them through are just a vacuum to bring them into the process where you need them to be. Father God, I thank you for this time, this moment that we're about to spend with you, Father God, and no other, Father God, that we declare according to the purpose and the power of your spirit that you move by your revelatory, Father God. Let it be a power shift on tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank each and every one of you for calling in tonight as I see the lines begin to light up. We thank God for those who are online, those who are listening offline and not in the queue, but it's still a chance that you will hear what the Word of God has to say on tonight. I want to thank God for my beautiful wife, co-pastor Patty Ellis. I'm going to bring her in, as always. She's a powerful woman of God, has always given inspiration to me as being a man of God to move forward, even as we open up this testimony night. It's been a while since we've done testimony night or testimony Tuesday, but I think the testimonies are needed more now in the name of Jesus than ever before. That God will leave evidence and witnesses of what the power he has done, not only in the Old Testament, in the new, in the modern days that we see now. So even as I open up the mic to this woman of God and let her speak that what we need to hear that's coming from the Spirit, that she may encourage us as we go forth on this night of testimony in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Co-Pastor Patty? All right. She was there. We got some stipulations in our mic. We want to let you know, hey, look, we catching and we moving, and we want to make sure she's in tune with us on tonight as she begins to try to get her phone regulated to come into the service and hear what the Word of God has to say. She knows she's got a powerful word to say to you guys. I know that. But we want to move forward as always during the course of this show and this time. You know, this is the time that we're to meditate on the Word of God, to hear what the Word of God has to say during the course of the time of the show. And during the course of the things he has put in our hearts, there's a number that each one of you can call in that want to participate in this testimony. The reason I say the testimony night is so important, I want you guys to really hear me good as I begin to speak to you about what the power of God is doing. When we look at testimonies, things that's going on in our lives, things that God has brought us through, it's a picture-perfect story to let somebody know that whatever you're going through, I can go through also. You know, you hear the old saying that I say all the time, I don't care how low down you are, how far down you are in the ground. God has got the power to bring you out. I don't care if somebody got to pump light all the way down to you. It may look like from a physical standpoint of view that you're counted out. But God declared by the word of God, he'll never leave you or forsake you. The number to call in tonight for those who have testimonies, as you go into the cube, you can press the number 1 actually on your little tattletale button. I think that's what Co-Pastor Patty is right now. She had to push the little cube button that says 1, and it'll bring her right into the show. I think she's probably out. Maybe she got my daughter back there doing some things. But we want to make sure for those of you who are calling in tonight and those of you who are already lit up on the line, if there's a testimony in the name of Jesus that you have, if you want to speak, we give you 2 minutes apiece. We don't want you to eat up all the time because we want everybody else to eat a piece of the pie also, to give their testimony, to somebody out there and be encouraged to what's going on in their life. So you want to actually call into the number. It's 516-387-1220, the same number you call in under the same umbrella of the show. As you call in on actually Wednesday night teaching and actually Thursday night praying hand service with Evangelist Allen Carter here in the city of Alpharetta, Georgia. And we want you to know when you push the button, the narrator or the operator or the system will see your hand go up and they will bring you into the show. I don't know if the woman of God or Co-Pastor Patty has got in there yet. She's probably still in the process of getting my little daughter Marcella ready, but we want to make sure that everybody had an opportunity to be able to give a testimony. For those who have a testimony, something God has done extraordinary in your life. He's done enough when he woke us up every morning. We escape death every day as we go out on the dangerous highways. God brought us through something. And it's really for the point that you're able to give a testimony to somebody about something that happens in your life that they can relate to, that know that when they're going through, God can yet bring them out. I believe this is a point in time that God has kept a lot of us in the situation that we're in to bring the story to us that somebody who was dealing with that particular situation or that particular what we call proclivity or event or that subvert thing that was happening in life, that God yet is in the position of bringing them out. Once again, the number to call in is actually 516-387-1220. And if you push the number 1 on your cell phones, wherever you may be, doesn't matter whether you come in or not, the word of God yet goes forth here at Harvest and Right Church. Those who've been lifting me over the last 15 years know it don't matter. You know, we're going to move forward in what we do here. You know, my old saying is always saying, we're going to roll with you. We're going to roll right over you. We don't have time to sit back and play kiddie games. But anyway, we move in this spirit and know what the Lord has to say here at Harvest Light Church. Want to get ready since we have no testimonies coming up as of right now. Want to go to the word of scripture in the name of Jesus. We just want to declare what the word of God is saying during the course of time of this particular event and just giving you evidence about some of the powerful things God has done. When we look through some of the scriptures of the Bible, we see all kinds of things. The word of God talks about the process of, even when we look at the healing with the woman of the issue of blood. For those who read your Bible know it pretty good, you know, Matthew chapter 9 through 18 to 26, it talked about this woman went to all the physicians, and it seems like it really wasn't, they gave a name for the woman of God. If we really think about it and read the story very carefully, it didn't matter who the woman was or what her name was. It was a particular story that took place, that whatever's going on in your life, God is yet still in position. Am I in there anywhere in the name of Jesus to help you out of whatever it is that may you be in? She was just a woman that's put in a position to show you how miraculous and how powerful God can still yet work in your life. The word of God declares he's the same yesterday as he is today. He's still doing the same work. God never fails. Even when we look at some of the powerful stories about the process of Joshua, one of the very powerful stories that my wife is pretty much an architect on building this story and talking about, the Battle of Jericho. It was the first battle, really, of the Israelites. But they conquered Canaan, according to the book of Joshua 6, chapter 6, 1 through 27, how the word of God came to Joshua and commanded how he would go through and tear down whatever it was that's in front of him. The wall looked amazing. It looked as if nobody's going to go through. But when God give a plan for you, I'm trying to show you something here. I'm trying to get you to see that no matter how big the wall is in your life, if God took somebody else through a Jericho, he can take you through. We talk about the man of God who traveled the road of Damascus, which is Apostle Paul, in the midst of doing all the heinous events against some of the people we call the Church of the Way. But on his way on to Damascus, to really hit what we call the jackpot of the ministry of the Church of the Way, God began to knock him off of his beast and use him, a murderous man of God, who was actually pulling the people out of their homes and taking them into slave. And God is saying in that particular story, he can yet use you. Paul may have been one of the smartest of all the disciples, but God yet still took a murderous man who really, when you think about the story, Paul really didn't put his hand on anybody. He just was commanding the word from the high priest, and he had the Roman jailers who rolled with him. And if you understand the story, these men were stone cold henchmen. God used Paul in the event to know that even in the position that he was getting words from the high priest to go out and pull these men and women of God out of their situation from serving Christ, God said, I can yet do the same for you. And as I say all the time, it doesn't matter how far you down in your situation. It looks like it'd be going on for months and months, but God uses things in your life to mold you and shape you. I'm telling you, man and woman of God, pressure makes you. If you can't handle the pressure, you need to get up out of the kitchen. This is not the thing you need to be in. What God makes you is according to what he said in Jeremiah 18. Look, I am the potter. You are the clay. Can't I mold with you and make you the way I want you? I want to give you a testimony to get you to understand that I'm more powerful than you can imagine, even stand. I am the El Shaddai. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am the Jehovah Nisi. I am the one. I am that I am. God declared, according to the book of Exodus 7, he told Moses, I'm going to make you a god over Reverend Pharaoh, and you will go in to do just what I commanded you to do. Sometimes God tells you to go out and do a work, and it don't look like it's going to happen for you. But according to the power, according to the Spirit, when God gives you a plan, it's really more than what you can see. Jeremiah declares it like this in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, for only I know the thoughts and the plans that I got for you. God said, I want to give you a testimony that when you seem to go through, we'll see what be the shadows of the valley of death. God will never leave. Am I in there? Or forsake you. Testimony service is open. All you got to do is push the little tattletale button on your phone, which is number one. It'll bring you right into the service. And I'm telling you, man and woman, God, there's somebody out there listening that you can encourage. I don't know if Co-Pastor Patty is in the process of getting my daughter in position right now, but her line is yet still open for her to be able to come in, because she's got a powerful word, and sometimes she gets a little tied up, but I don't make excuses for anybody. I mean, this is a time that we get to understand that God's got a plan for every one of our lives, and it's through him that everything and all things are possible. Once again, the number to call in on this testimony Tuesday night is 516-387-1220. And you have the opportunity to call in at any moment, at any time. I mean, the lines are lit up on this thing, and I don't see a hand going up nowhere. Didn't God bring you through something? If you just look back over your life, can I help somebody tonight? Because I want you to see something. If you can just look back over your life and see what God has brought you from, and you really understand that when the word of God declares, according to the book of Ephesians 2, we were all messed up in our transgressions and sins, that God, in the midst of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, made every one of us alive in Christ Jesus, that even in the midst of our struggle, God is yet doing a great work in us. And the word of God, according to the book of Philippians 1 and 6, that he had begun a great work in you. It's a performance that he wanted to do for you. He wanted to give a testimony out of you. How dare you not even understand that you got the proclivity, or you got the understanding to give God the praise, that somebody else may be helped in whatever they're going through. I'm going to light up this 6, 7, 8, and I believe it's the man of God that's with us usually, and I'm going to bring him in. My wife hadn't got on the line yet, but she should be here. I'm going to stretch that out right there, because she needs to be on this thing, because she's a part of what's going on here. Man of God, you're 6, 7, 8, you actually 308, you're on the line, and you're in the queue.
To God be the glory. This is Evangelist Alan Carter.
Well,
I thank God. Thank you, sir. God bless you, Pastor Ellis, and your family and the Harvest New Life. I just want to say a quick share testimony of God to open the door for me. I got a phone call by 7 o'clock this morning. To God be the glory. I've been waiting on this call, but the Lord bless. And he told me, let me know. He said, just going to say that to God be the glory that I had opened the door. He said, many more is being ready to open for me. So I just want to share the testimony with you all to don't give up and don't give out. Just hold on, hang on, and don't let go. And join us on Thursday night for prayer. The number is 516-387-1220. To God
Amen.
Be the glory. I thank God for the testimony service on tonight. God
Amen.
Bless you.
In the name of Jesus, we thank the man of God for coming as we said. We're on testimony Tuesday night, and this is a word that stays strictly in terms of what we're leaving and speaking on this afternoon. And we want you to know that even as I begin to get the system right, and co-pastor Patty Ellis is always in a position, she's been a sidekick. I got some testimonies in the name of Jesus. I got a testimony for you. Testimony that will take you to the point that you would understand what God is doing in the life of us as being men and women of God in the name of Jesus. Even as she comes on the line and I light her up and she pushes that little number one on the button, it'll bring her right into the show. And I'm telling you, she's always got some words to say to each and every one of you. This is hardly ever you get a chance to see online. If you catch her on one of actually Saturday night services, you can catch her talking and speaking, or on a Sunday morning, what you call an educational service. You see her bringing a powerful word. Woman of God, I know you're there. Are you there?
Amen. God bless you. God bless everyone that's on the line.
Amen.
And everybody who has yet to listen. I was thinking about something, and I just am amazed at how God works in our lives. When we are in a valley or in a dark place, a lot of times we feel like God isn't there. But we know that God never leaves us or forsakes us, even when we don't feel it. Because God doesn't quite work like that. It's not just a feeling, it's our faith. But we go through some valleys in our life and some dark times in our life when God is polishing us up and is refining us. And God knows how to work with each and every one of us. It brought me, when we were talking about at the very, very beginning and the pastor was praying, I was thinking about a time in my life. And look how God works. Sometimes hard to see how the plan of God when you're in a place where you're struggling.
Amen.
But I've been listening to the Lord for a long time, and even when I was a child. And I remember a time where I was going to be a very young mother. And I think about during that time, it seemed so dark, and it seemed so hard, and not really knowing the way to go. But God, even during those times, still works with us and still has a plan for us. This is in Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the plans for our future. He gives us a future and a hope. And I thought about that because over this past weekend, let me back up a little bit. When I was learning to become a young mother, it was a lot of confusion during that time and a lot of heartache, a lot of hard things that I was going through at the time. And I remember thinking how significant that time was and how important it was to become closer to God, to be able to listen and to hear the instructions in my life, in my own personal life. And I think about now, years and years and years and years later, how, you know, everything is connected with God. Even those dark, hard places at any point in our life, they're all connected. Mm-hmm. And the reason I take you way back is because this past weekend, my grandson was baptized.
Amen.
And he gave his life over to Christ. He gave his life over to the Lord and understood what importance that is. And I think about how that was connected years before he even came forth, that the decisions that I made at that time, and even though it was so dark and hard and confusing, that I didn't know years later what was coming forth.
Oh, God.
That another one is coming into the kingdom. And
Amen.
And I say those things that God has a plan for each and every one of us.
Amen. Amen.
And even though we have some hard times in our life, God is there to lift us up. God is there to show us just exactly the direction
Amen.
To go.
Amen.
And I just want to encourage each one of you just to stay. Sometimes we have to hear those testimonies. We have to hear that those
mm-hmm.
words of encouragement, that when you're in a really dark place and struggling
wow.
and having a hard time, that
mm-hmm.
God leads you through. God always builds upon that. And God refines us. Let him refine you.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you get that refinement, the more peace you'll have. You'll
mm-hmm.
still go through some trial, you still go through some situation, but you'll go through with peace.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Just listen and see what God is telling each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Thank you for letting me have that moment to share that.
Amen. Always. Oh my God. You know, I think about, the beginning of our ministry. I can remember when we started in the home in 2005, and you know, we have been in the ministry for a while. You know, I've been in the ministry over close to almost 25, 30 years. But, you know, in leading the call of leadership, close to almost 15 years now, and just doing the work of the kingdom. And I remember we began to step out, you know, on our plateau. And I know a lot of, you know, it's a lot of men of God, a lot of pastors, got their different testimonies about how they had to go through and how they had to endure. But, you know, I always say all the time, and this is one of the words I tell anybody, you don't ever want to be like anybody else, and you don't want anybody else's anointing, because you don't know what they had to go through to get to what they had to get to. And I can tell you personal stories just about myself in the process of us kicking out and going outside and going. I mean, when we first started the ministry, we had a handful of good people with us, and it seems like when we began to step out and go to a larger place, everybody could seem to leave, and we didn't understand what was going on at that time, but we knew that God had spoke, and during the course of time that we was actually stepping out, and that was the first batch of people that was with us, the first bunch that was with us, and how many people know that when we think about the Word of God and we compare the Scriptures with some of the things we go through, that the first wave of the 3 million plus that came up out of Egypt did not go into the promised land. Matter of fact, that whole posse was killed off in the desert. Some of them just sucked in by the ground because of the rebellion. And God began to bring out the second part of those who were 25 older and down, and maybe 26. But we know from the fact that they was younger men who was able to listen what God had to say. And we talk about the book of Numbers, and we talk about it's the new covenant. It was really a new covenant. And you think about the process of what Pastor Russell was saying, that really when they went into Deuteronomy, it really was a revised covenant, because the ones who came out of Egypt really rebelled against what God had in store for them. And so we talk about the process of how Deuteronomy brought them into the land. But, you know, to make a long story short, and I don't want to hold you guys, I want more people who are willing to push their finger and hit that little number one button on their phone to bring you right in and get your testimony on, because we want people to hear what you have to say, what's going on in your life. But I can remember several times, and I can remember the times that I would get up every morning and I would have to load the van by myself. My wife and baby were still in the bed. I would have to load the van by myself. I had to set up the speakers, set up the microphones, set up the sound system. And then I had to do all that and turn back down. And this went on for not just months. It went on for years. For years, people would come in sometime and they would actually just bail up, turn around, and just kick out the door and really have no any interest about really want to be a part of what we had. But it wasn't so much about them. It really wasn't so much about them gathering. Even when we have these shows and we come on, when you grow with more wisdom and maturity, God really trains you to tell somebody else how they need to do what they're doing. Just because you don't see what you want to see with the physical. Because sometimes the enemy can use your very senses as blinders from being negative or walking in the spirit. And well, what are you saying, Pastor Ellis? If the word of God tells us that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, then we ought to believe that God is fixing a testimony in our life, that what we go through would seem to be the shadows, when we go through the proclivities, when we go to very things that people come against you, people talk about you, people put you down. That's a part of God molding you and make you. As I said before, God got to throw some dirt on you. But what people don't understand, dirt is really soil. It's nutrient. It makes you, as God began to raise you up. And even in the midst of some of your own ones with you, never really saw what God has in store for you. And just think about the process of Jesus Christ. None of his really people really believed in him, that what he was doing. And we look at all the different stories in the Bible, how David, we look at all kinds of stories about testimonies where David had to go through, Joshua had to go through, Obadiah had to go through. These are testimonies that happened to these men of God as witnesses that when they went through things in their life, they left word for us to understand it wasn't a person's name, but particularly about the historian saying who it was. It was really designed for you. It was really to help you to know if God took them through it, he can take you through how many times in the name of Jesus. How we've seen people go through trails and situations in their life, and God seems to bring them through. The only ones who really seem to fail in the situation are the ones who just give up and turn around. You ain't really got to fall through nothing, but you can fall in the hands of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that he'll be a leaning post in your life, that even when things get so bad and you have nowhere to go. Donnie McClurkin got a song that when it seems like you're on the bottom, it don't seem like you got no way to come out. You can't turn to the left and turn to the right. You got to be what the prophet Jeremiah said. I will walk in the midst of whatever it may be that you call me to do, Lord. And when I walk, I begin to read that word over in the book of Jeremiah. I'm just all over the place. But I believe God got a testimony tonight. And I'm in what we was going through. And I'm telling you, if you got a good soldier with you, like this woman of God that was on the phone now, I'm talking about a true soldier of the kingdom of God who God has designed to be with you in your life. In the midst of when you're going through, I ain't talking about somebody's going to bail out when the income get low, bail out when you get some things on your credits, and bail out when things don't seem to go right for you. I'm telling you, man and woman, got sometimes your credit and your situation gets so low, you can't even purchase a lollipop. But God in his word will bring you out of whatever it is that I believe I'm speaking to somebody on this afternoon. Am I there with somebody? You got to understand and realize that when you're going through some things, you got to lean on God. You got to be like a leaning post. The word of God came to me tonight in the midst of a situation after going through things probably four times. We went to three different buildings, lost three different buildings. People bailed out. People began to come back. Even we got to the point, people said, I want my tithes and offering back. But we kept on holding fast to the faith and believe that God called us into the work. And I can remember sitting in the room that night, and I remember the word that came through the book of Philippians during about the third year into my ministry. The word of God declared according to Philippians 1:6, he said that he that began a good work in you had begun to complete the performance to the day of Jesus Christ. And I held to that scripture, and I began to see that scripture. And even time you see my logos here at Harvest New Life Church, that's the logo that took me through the shadows what seemed to be the valley of death. That one word, he said, being confident. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying, because Joshua was told to be strong. He said, don't be courageous in the midst of what God brings you through. That's a testimony to make you and shape you, that when you're going through something, give you a bad report from the hymnals, but God got another plan, as the woman of God said, Jeremiah 29:11. The word for you to call in and give your testimony, stay here now. If you fail to help somebody, help somebody else at what they're going through, then shame on you. You got to really get it off of your heart. Because what you can give can help somebody that's in the midst of what they're going through. Am I saying something to somebody? The number for you to call into this station tonight is 516-387-1220. Don't be shy. Don't be blue. I'm telling you, God got a blessing for you. If you really, I'm not trying to be a rhymer or nothing like that. I'm trying to get you to see that God got something for you in your life. You know, when you understand and realize the plan he has for you, it supersedes far beyond more than you can imagine. Even as in the lights, the lines are lit, but ain't nobody pushing no one. Now, and then you wonder why when you go back into that dark cave that you're in, and you don't know why and how you're going to come out. Because you're yet dealing with the battles and the issues of life. You're not putting it fully in God's hand. And God said, when you going to trust in me totally that what I gave you was a word to give to somebody else that went in the midst? Somebody may be going through some medical conditions in their life. Somebody be going through a certain call that the Lord made, that the enemy may try to put on them to make them say something to the point that there ain't no hope for them. But how many people know all your hope relies and rests in Christ Jesus? That you got to believe that everything in your body, the enemy can't cross the blood. And I know that God's got a plan for your life, and he's got something more than what you can see. I want to see if my wife is back in here, because, I mean, sometimes it seems like when the word of God comes forth, people seem like they got rigor mortis in their fingers and rigor mortis in their body. It's like they don't know how to move. And that kind of bothers me when you hear something significantly going on in somebody's life. As we talk about the woman with the issue of blood, that woman was 12 years in that condition in her body, and God had a plan for her to come out of what she is. When we look at the story about Jehoshaphat, we look at all these things that the word of God talks about. According to, we just pull the scriptures and talk about how the word of God deals over in Psalm 46, that I'm a refuge, that I'm a very present help in a very present time. But sometimes you got to know how to open your mouth to be a testimony unto somebody. That's what you call intercessional prayer. When you don't go to the mic, or you don't go to the prayer, or you don't go to your knees and pray for somebody or pray for yourself, you pray on behalf of somebody else. In the name of Jesus, know that God's got a plan for that. We're about 23 minutes into this hour of this service. It's a 60-minute service. I see Evangelist Carter is still on the line. He's the only faithful one. I see it between him and my wife that's on this and still got the head up, so I might as well let him right back in. He's still up there. I mean, if he got something to say, then he can come on in, because I knew we need a testimony. Evangelist, your line is open back up. You still got your hand up, but I push that back out. If he's still
I saw you
didn't push that one back. Maybe he still has something he got to say.
I had still a mute myself, but to God be the glory. I just want to say, share the testimony, to God be the glory. This door has been closed in my face for the last year and a half. And I was hanging on, but didn't let it go. But, you know, sometimes my face get a little weary. But, you know, one thing about it, God said, late in the midnight hour, I'm going to turn around for you. And I was doubting God. But then when I got that phone call this morning, 7 o'clock, to God be the glory. It wasn't nobody. It wasn't man. It wasn't woman. It wasn't me. It was all God. I give all the glory and honor to God, you know. And like I said, sometimes we go through trials and tribulations. You know, like Pastor was just saying about, you don't know what a person went through. You know, so I just thank God he blessed me. And I'm holding on to his unchanging hands. You know, and I just give God the glory, the victory in my life. If it wasn't for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Psalms 124:1 says that. I know somebody got a powerful testimony. Somebody got a testimony they want to tell. But don't let the devil cheat you. Don't let the devil hold you back from testifying the goodness of God. You see, this is what this testimony is for. This is what this testimony service is about, to testify to the goodness of God, where God had bought you from, where God had dear for you, the doors, the windows, the doors of heaven he had opened for you, and still got many more to open for you. All you got to do is give God a chance. Let God take the scab off your heart. Testify. Tell it. If you won't go wrong.
Hallelujah.
To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory. To Amen. God be the glory. And Pastor Ellis, I want you to know, your mother is all right in the name of Jesus. You know, we prayed that prayer the other night, and I'm still holding on to that, to what God said. She's all right. You see, we may do it for night, but you're going to come in the morning. Psalms 35. In the name of Jesus, Nazareth, I thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, go ahead,
Alan. She's in there with you. She just kind of cubed in with you. I guess y'all going to be kind of holding it for a minute. She want to talk as you're talking. Go ahead.
Yes, well, you know, and also my wife, you know, I thank God for today she had to go to the hospital to get MRI done on her hand and stuff. So, and I'm decreeing declare that the test gonna come back normal tomorrow. So y'all look her up. Her name was Annette Carter or Julia Carter. So lift her up in prayer in Jesus' name. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. How you doing, Co-Pastor? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
To God be the glory. Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
You know, I'm so inspired by a lot of the things that you know, I know some of your story. And I am so encouraged. I mean, just know that I'm just like so encouraged by you that you continue to go forward with the Lord.
Hey.
Even though we have some struggles, it's amazing that you just keep going.
Yes,
and
amen.
That's what, and you know, a lot of times what we go through is for other people. It's not even about us, but it's for other people, and so that we may help and lift up those that are in need, those that may not even know the Lord, or those that may be just on the fence, you know, that could be was struggling, and even those that do know the Lord that are struggling. That
yes,
it's so important to hear the testimonies and know that every single day there's miracles. It still happens now. And that therefore for all of us, then we just need to focus and we need to listen to testimonies to know that, you know, have you noticed that sometimes when you go through some struggles in your life, it feels like you're so alone.
Yeah.
That it feels like you're the only one struggling in this world.
Come on now. Come on. Say it.
And that's where we have to hear, and that even when you're in the midst of it, that, you know, that there's always, there's so much goodness that the Lord is showing each and every one of us. And I think that sometimes when we go through some extra struggles, that the Lord, just know that the Lord is purposing you and purposing each and every one of us. That,
amen.
You know, we may go through, and it may be necessary to go through some things, but God uses that.
Yes,
and and there's so many different times in my life where, you know, you kind of go kicking and screaming, but you still have to go. But isn't it better if you go and have peace with it and learn and say, Lord, what, you know, guide me through. Guide me and show me what you need me to learn from this, or really to learn for others.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
But know that it's such an inspiration to me just to hear your stories and to sometimes I don't have a lot of contact directly with you, but know that I am hearing the stories and that. Especially when I hear your voice and hear you just keep going. And that's kind of how Pastor Ellis, that he's just is a warrior. And that's what he's building within you. He's building a stronger warrior. And just be encouraged just to keep going forth and keep taking one step at a time. Because that's all we can do, one step
that's
at
all.
A time. But God just moves us and moves us. As long as we keep moving, He's going to continue to move us forward and to elevate us.
That's the key.
Amen.
Keep moving. Always keep moving. Never stop moving. You know?
Amen.
As long as you're moving, when you're what you call a pioneer, you know, the forest may be there, but you got to see through the forest.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things you see around town, maybe down in Alpharetta, maybe here in Arizona, where my wife is, we're not in Arizona, but she's from Arizona. And sometimes in the places that you see all the buildings, and it seems like there's nothing else that you can put in place. But I'm telling you, a pioneer has a vision. And when it sees a spot of land, and sometimes you see some places being built, and I can tell somebody, they know what I'm talking about, say this. You see a spot that's about, it looks like, how did they get that in there? That little spot, how did they get that in there? And sometimes when God breaks you into something, we keep looking at the openness of what can be. But God can fit so much in the midst of just the mind of a person who's an engineer.
Who knows
how to design and make something fit. That's the way it needs to fit. Sometimes you don't, it's like the same thing when you look at ministry. You don't need a whole lot of people to go where you're going. You really don't. Because when God gives you something, it ain't about the amount. See, what we're living in now is the days of popularity.
Yeah.
We ain't got a mega building. We ain't got all these structures of people around us. Then we're not considered as being a part of the kingdom of God. But I believe, and I know I'm correct on this, Jesus never built not one building. Am I somewhere? So you got to understand,
in the day and time that we're doing it right now, the word has been prophesied through a testimony in Mark 13 that every one of the stones are going to fall, that even when the disciples were with Jesus Christ, and I know he spoke a prophetic word inside that building, but the first thing they witnessed when they came out the building was the size of the structures of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus declared a word to say every one of these stones going to fall. I believe Roman, the Titus General, and one of you so-called theologians out there can correct me. I believe in 17 day A6 that he destroyed all the gardens of Jerusalem, all those walls. He tore all that stuff down. Sometimes God got to tear the walls down in your life because you see it's really more than what you can see, because the word of God tells us is that the eyes have not seen and ears really have not heard. But it is, if you open up to God, is what I'm telling you to see about a testimony that God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 10:11 is so lavish to a point, it's really more than what you can see. It really is. But we keep on looking at the physical rather than looking at the spiritual. And that's where we get messed up. The devil put blinders on. Now, we need these things that we have, the ears, the eyes, the mouth, the nose, that they be able to get through on this earth that we're in. But God said, when you're walking in the kingdom event, I believe Hebrews says that faith is the evidence. It's, I can't see it, but I got to believe that even though when I don't see it, God say I ain't got to have faith for something I can see. That's why when you look at a forest, and somebody who looks at a forest where it seems like nothing can be there, I've seen tractors come in the one night and clear out land, and he said, how did they clear all that out? That's how God clear all the clutters out of your life to make the vision for you. Sometimes when you're going through something, he's really molding you and making you. He's using you to tear down the timber before you because he's about to spread the land. The Bible says spread your territory and strengthen your stakes in the book of Isaiah. And he said broaden your territory. God is trying to show you that your mind has got to be able to expand it when you're in the midst of a harmful situation. When you're going through it, it seems like you don't know how you're going to come out. God is about to do something in your life that you never can imagine or even think of. But we keep trying to depend on people to where we're going. God said that even when you walk with him, he said, I never leave. The woman, God said, I never leave or never forsake. God is talking about trying to give you a testimony. We keep on bumping our heads beside the wall, complaining about the knots on our head. And God is trying to show us something totally through a different plan. It's really more than what you can see. It's not about what's in front of you. It's what I have already preordained before you, before the foundations of the world. God said, if I know the thoughts and the plans that I got for you, you're looking at the wrong thing. If you can look over in the spirit and see what I got a testimony to give you that'll blow the ears off of every individual. And you will raise somebody else up. Let them know as I went through, you can go through also. As I talk about the process of this land, we got about 15 more minutes on this line. And I tell you, the number to call in is 516-387. That's 1220. That's for anybody. You know, I dare to call in and just speak. You know, some of us just don't understand how important it is that somebody's out there waiting on your testimony.
Man,
somebody has stayed deaf last night. You know, hold on, Evangelist. I know you got it, but look at somebody escaped deaf last night.
Come on now.
Somebody call from the hypnotist. Somebody came out of heart surgery. Somebody got a word about ovarian. Somebody got a word about breast cancer. Somebody said their thyroid messed up. And the garden gave them a bad report. And they need to really understand, hey, look, if I tell it to somebody else, then maybe somebody else can get free to know when they're going through that situation, they can come out. Come on, co-pastor. Hold on, evangelist. I know you're mighty.
Okay.
But come on, co-pastor. Are you there? She always got stuff that she got to say.
Amen. I just feel like it's all getting powered up. It's powered up. And even when you have the Spirit of the Lord and there may be just a few people or thousands of people, it's still so powerful. There's always people that need the encouragement. There's always people out there that need to hear. They need to hear that there's miracles in people's lives.
Amen.
And there's miracles all the time. There's miracles every single day.
Every single day.
And Pastor, what you were saying about some people are coming out of heart surgery, I just think about, like, sometimes when I go through testing, just the testing that you have every year, that's a miracle when it comes out.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That we go through, and I think about that the Lord takes us through some testing, and if we don't quite get it the first time, we still go through the testing again.
Amen.
My Lord.
My God, wants us to hear from him. He wants us to hear the direction in our life.
Amen.
And it's up to us to keep our spiritual ears open, our spiritual eyes open each and every day.
Amen.
What he's doing in our life to make us those strong words, make us those servants that he's called us to be, and that we may affect others. We can't be if we're not strong and able and go forward, we can't bring others into the kingdom.
That's right.
So all of the process, the Lord works in processes with each and every one. He works steps.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we have to do the steps in order to be stronger, be more effective for the kingdom.
Mm.
And I'm saying this myself, I'm saying to myself as well as that just go through the steps. You know, go just continue to go forward. One
Hallelujah.
Step at a
time.
We can't do it. Sometimes we just break it down. We can't do everything all at one time. Can you imagine if we went through so many storms at one time? Just go through one at a time. Take it through and go through with joy and go through with peace.
Yeah.
Because it makes us more effective when we do that. And it makes us stronger and it makes us more responsive.
Amen. And it really does. Woman of God, you know, it's the amazing story that hits me about how the mesmerization of God does when he talks about the process over in Acts 4, I believe. For most of you know the story about when the Sadducees, or that particular chapter 4, beginning at the first of chapter 4, it was dealing with like four different classes of actually leadership. And I want you to hear this before I do it, but I want you to see something here as I go through this process and let you see something. The Word of God declared that as the man of God, as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captain of the temple of the Sadducees, Acts chapter 4, verse 1, and then they came upon them. This is a testimony. I want you to hear this. This is a testimony. I talk about the Sadducees. They came upon them, and they said they're being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus Christ, the resurrection of the dead. And it goes on in verse 4 of Acts 4, and 3, it said, and they laid hands on them, and they put them, and they held them to the next day. I mean, the breakdown said they beat them, and they put them in prison. Now, the goal is to show you how strong the testimony, and what they weren't relentless in the word. They said they laid hands on them, they put them, and held them up until the next day, for it was eventide. They say, how but many of them, listen to this word of God in the name of Jesus. They say, how but many of them which heard the word believed, and the numbers came to be about 5,000. And this is what they begin to mesmerize the people who put them in prison. They say it came to pass that on the morrow, the rulers of the ones who put them in jail, the elders of the scribes, Ananias, the high priest, Cephas, Alexander, and many other kindred of the high priest gathered together in Jerusalem. They wanted to discuss the miracles about to take place. How is it that we took the word away from these men and God put them in prison? And as we put them in prison, we beat them and we let them go. And as we let them go, the people yet still heard the word while they was in prison. The Bible said it came to be about 5,000. You look at Acts 4 and 7, it says that when they sat in the midst and they asked, by what power and by what name had this been done? It couldn't be nothing but the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ and the miracles that he done in the lives of people leaves nothing but miracles. We can look all through the Bible, see the miracles and the testimonies that Christ left in the lives of people as a situation what happens in our life. We look at the situation, the woman, the issue of blood. We talked about that. We talk about blind Barnabas and Bezos. We talk about the lepers. We talk about the Jericho run, all the different things. We talk about the lepers at the gate. These are words been left that when we're going through these different proclivities in our life, God has let us know it ain't because of the name and the author who it was. God said that testimony for you. The Bible declared that even in the midst, when they let Peter and them up out in Acts 4 and 8, he said, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said to the rulers and people of Israel and the elders, that they let it be examined of a good deed, that knowing that this important man means was made whole. He said, know that unto all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who you crucified, God raised him from the dead, and even him that doeth the man, he stood before them whole. God said, that's a testimony. You put hands on these people, you put them in prison, but their faith was yet still there. God is using the same example for you and I, that when we go through changes and transformation in our life, God has yet still got a plan for our life to bring us out, and it supersedes really more than what we can see. I'm telling you, man, God, when you're going through something, let your testimony be something to light somebody else in what they're dealing with. Don't be shy. Don't be blue. Don't hold back. God got a blessing for you. You need to understand and realize that God got a plan that supersedes more than you can understand. I've been counting all this time. I invited more than 50 people to be on this line tonight. But we're living in a day of time, and now when I'm doing a series about over, we're living in perilous time. It's all about me, 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 my money, my thing, my. Selfish. Don't even want to work as a team on anything. But I always feel that your situation and your world is a little bit better than everybody else. Everybody on the field play different positions. You all want to join in and be a part of something that's moving. Not from a physical, but I'm talking about the spirit. And testimonies are designed to help people in the condition that they're in, that they be moved out of whatever it is that they're in. They may come to know that God is just on the throne. It ain't in no building. All you got to do is read Mark 13. It ain't in no building. Yeah, we come together to be in one place. But Jeremiah spoke about that in Jeremiah 7. You come into the house, if you don't allow the men your ways and your doings, and you don't call and you don't treat your neighbors and your brothers and the widows, you don't complain about them, but you treat all of them with love and respect, then I will cause you to dwell in this place. If your attitude is all tore up from the floor up and you need to check up for the neck up, why are you going in the house of God with that raggedy thought that you got in your mind? You're all ragged and you're all tore up and you're going in the house of God and you're speaking the word out of your heart to somebody. If you need to turn the finger back and look at your own raggedy self. I got too much going on in my life. I got to point my finger at somebody else. My job is to get a word to you and get you to hope to expect that somebody can help you out of what you're in. It's not for me to dehumanize you or demean you. It's for me to let you see you got too much activity going on in your own life that you really need to turn to God and see what it is that's going on in your life that God can bring you out of it too. You got a crack in your foundation according to Romans 3 at 10 to 12. The Bible says no one right. He goes back in Romans 3 and 22 and says, see, we're all messed up. We all fall short. Ephesians said that we were all in our trespasses and sins. We all was messed up. We all did things behind closed doors and closed walls. He's the one saved us and brought us out. He's the one saved us and brought us out. I'm going to let the vendor speak here for a second. I'm going to have Co-Pastor Patty to close it out. But it's been a good testimony. You know, we got a lot of people listening on the line, listening, but some drop off or something. But that's on them. As long as we get off, as long as we do what the Lord tell us to do, get it off your heart. Get the blood off of your hands. If they choose to listen to it, fine. If they don't, it ain't on you. It's not going to be on you. It's not going to be on you. It's what God has said. Woman of God, Co-Pastor Patty, come on. She up in there somewhere.
Amen.
Evangelist Carla, may have got bad connection. We want you to go ahead and just give a word of encouragement. We're going to close out. We're about 2 minutes outside the show. We're going to go ahead and just push this thing on out. And so we're going to leave the last words in your hand. Now, he jumped back in. Come on, Co-Pastor. You're on Front Street now. Come on with it.
All right.
Amen. We're going to let you close us on out. I think his line dropped off, but he may be back in here in a minute. You know, so
amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. We just thank you all for joining us this evening. It's been such a powerful word.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so amazing to hear the story and to hear their encouragement. But thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and be able to just be just obedient to your word. Lord, help us to keep our spiritual ears open and keep our spiritual eyes open. Then we may hear the direction and see the direction that you have in each one of our lives. Help us to be better servants. Help us to really continue to be in the word and to just know more about you, that we may bring others into the kingdom. Lord, strengthen us. Power us up. Continue this to lead us to the future that you have for each and every one of us. Lord, continue to keep that hedge of protection around us, Lord, so we may do your work and do it effectively. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to let Evangelist Carter give out this information about on Wednesday night right quick, and we're going to go ahead and look. It's a pleasure for you guys to be with us on the show. It's always a you know, it's always an opportunity. I see all the lines are lit up, but you know, don't feel bad. You know, maybe you need to sit back and you need to write out next time you get on Testimony Tuesday, you know we're here, and maybe have yourself geared up to go next time. Go ahead, Evangelist, tell them about your Thursday night services coming up. Go ahead and kick
off. To God be the glory. Thank you all. Join us on Thursday nights from 8 to 9 and 7 P. Our number is 516-387-1220 for healing and financial breakthroughs. To God be the glory. I thank God you all join us for the testimony service on tonight, too. Amen.
Amen. God bless you guys. And we'll see you guys hopefully if you come to Wednesday night teaching, which will be on Spreaker.com. I'll send out the notice for you guys. But on Thursday night, looking forward to powering up with the man of God over there in Alpharetta, Georgia, and hear what the word of God has to say. We just thank God for him. And to each and every one of you, God bless. And look, y'all keep it moving. All right? God bless you.
Never let me go.
Never let me go.
I lay it all down again.
I lay it all down.
Just to hear you say that I'm your friend.
To hear you say that
I'm your friend. You are mine.
You are my
desire. No one else will do so.
No one else will do.
No one else can take your place.
No one else can take
to feel the warmth of yours.
To feel the warmth of
help me find my way.
Help me find my way.
Bring me back to you.
Bring me back to you.
Thank you.